law which is divine. Far from being rivals or enemies, religion and law are twin sisters. Indeed, these two sciences run into each other. The divine law forms an essential part of both. In 1962, the 22-word unconstitutional prayer, Almighty God, we acknowledge our dependency upon Thee, and we beg Thy blessings upon us, our parents, our teachers, and our country. This prayer acknowledges God the same amount of times as the Pledge of Allegiance and a quarter times as the Declaration of Independence, yet this prayer was unconstitutional? In Abington versus Shemp in 1962, the court reported that only 3% of the nation did not believe in religion or God. The unconstitutional prayer was consistent with the beliefs of 97% of the country, thus making 3% the majority for the first time in America. In this prayer, we ask God to bless four things: students, families, schools, and the nation. Before 1962 and 1963, the courts used biblical guidelines in all four areas. George Washington warned in his farewell address, "Let us with caution indulge the supposition that morality can be maintained without religion. Whatever may be conceded to the influence of refined education on minds, reason and experience both forbid us to expect that national morality can prevail in exclusion of religious principle." What happened to students after 1962 when the United States Supreme Court committed an oligarchy? That's where few rule over many, in doing their best to eradicate the Ten Commandments? Birth rates for unwed girls 15 to 19 years old have increased every year and have gone up 553% in girls 10 to 14 years old. Sexually transmitted diseases increased dramatically to a 226% ratio in students 15 to 19 years old and have gone up 257% in, again, ages 10 to 14 years old. Premarital sex up 365% in teenagers 16 years old, 271% in teenagers 17 years old, and 209% in teenagers 18 years old, and 1,000% up in teenagers 15 years old. What happened in schools after 1962? SAT scores plummeted for 18 consecutive years. The rates are so low that the Department of Education states that this is the first time in American history that we are graduating out a generation of students who academically know less than their parents did. The SAT test has been the same.
Hey guys, we'll be up
since 1941, yet there is nearly an 80-point difference between the two generations. In 1962, there were only 1,000 Christian schools, but by 1984, there were 32,000 Christian schools in the United States. Currently, 8.5 million students attend religious private schools, and SAT scores are nearly 80 points higher for private school students. These private schools even
receive
two-fifths
less funding. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is a gifted orator proclaiming the gospel of Christ and the biblical doctrine of the cultural mandate. He thoroughly understands the original intent of our nation's constitution and believes in the biblical inerrancy of absolute truth of the Word of God.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, you shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we're going to be making a comparison in parallel, learning from history, the history that we didn't learn from concerning Rome and America, and I want to show you how we are on the exact same course on so many different levels. Before I get to that, I do want to let you know, if you want to call in, please do, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Also, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Subscribe to that page, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, and or BeforeIt'sNews.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com. Top left side of that page as well. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here because we understand, as Andrew Jackson, the 7th President of the United States of America, understood, that the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Now, for those that were tuning in before we went on radio here, friends, it's interesting because I'm sharing a lot of the videos that we just got awards from on national rewards, not looking for accolade or letters or recommendations or whatever the case is, but it is pretty cool when it happens. But those are the videos that I'm showing you right now, and they're educational videos. And what we were just talking about is a nation that forgets God. What happens to that nation? And we can see in 9:16 and 17 that the Lord is known by the judgments which he executeth. And the Lord executes those judgments because his church fails to obey. The Bible says the wicked is snare. The wicked are defined out as Webster's 1828. Those that know to do the difference in the sense of right and wrong, Ezekiel 44:23, but do it not. So they're the ones that know to do the right, but they do nothing, or they tolerate, or they just basically oversee their responsibilities. You can look that in Jeremiah 5:28 as well to see what the Lord will do at the end of the day. So he says, the Lord is known by the judgments which he executeth. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. That's what's happening. America, your sin is finding you out. Numbers 32:23. Then it goes on in the next verse, in verse 17, chapter 9 of Psalms, the wicked shall be turned into hell and all the nations that forget God. Now, we're going to be talking about that in just a moment. I do want to throw a little bit of good news in here, and I want you to see it for yourself. This is actually given out by our friend Alex Newman, and the Liberty Sentinel is what it's called. And what's interesting, friends, is we're finding that 1 in 3 homeschooled by 2030 as 16 million flee public school forecast finds. I just don't understand. Why is it that the American people, of all people, since the beginning of time, have to learn the hard way? Why is it that they respond after the fact? Why is it that they have to wait for things to get so bad before they respond? Well, in this case, it's good news because they still have the right to do the right thing. And these people at the tail end of what's going on concerning the judgments of God upon this country that deserves so much, exactly what it's getting, they're pulling their kids out of public schools. And again, 16 million people flee public schools. Here, I want to tell you how this works, friends. You pull your kids from public schools. First of all, I would say that if you're a dad or a mom that's got your kid in a public school, I would say pull your kid. The Lord told you to raise them up. He told you to train them up. He didn't tell you to have your sworn enemies raise up your kids. He didn't tell you to go ahead and have the federal government, which is a creature of the state. This is the tail wagging the dog to illegally indoctrinate your children through a violation of the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights. He told you to train them up. And if he told you to do that, guess what? A good majority of the issues that you're having with federal government and state government right now, they would dissipate overnight. Why? Because they have to have somebody to train up and raise up to put in a place to control the rest of the people. And that's what they've been doing in this country far too long. You pull your kids from public schools, it's all over for the bad guys, friends, because they have no one else to basically do their biddings for them. Folks, I've said it a million times, and I'll say it again. The bad guys can't do what the bad guys do unless somebody's doing it for them. Because you all the well know that they themselves are not going to be the ones to do it, right? Yeah, that's how it works. So with that said, friends, just wanted to throw a little good news in there right out the offset of the show here. Also wanted to let you know and reiterate a point here. If you remember right, early this week, I'd highlighted the fact that according to the New York Post, George Soros, an international war criminal, bought up about 160 radio stations throughout the country. I want you to think of the implications that will bring if the American people don't put a stop to this yesterday. An international war criminal, George Soros, who has financed many of the representatives that have played the Judas goat on you Americans, are in power today working against you. And this is exactly why, because they're working for old war criminal George Soros and his son Alexandria. Just ask Whitmer. Just ask Tim Walz, the one that they're trying to put in the People's White House right now. They call him Mao Walz because he's a descendant of that of none other than Mao Zedong. He acts just like him, friends. We can see who trained him up. He's a criminal. He's committed the act of treason against the people in the state of Minnesota time and time again. But here, I want to show you, because I've said this before, and I have, as a matter of fact, I have a video on this, and you need to pay attention to it. Foreigners act more like the posterity of our forefathers than the American people do. What am I talking about? Here, look what's going on. They've had enough. They've had enough. Thousands protesting Hungary, demanding end to state media propaganda. Hey, folks, again, they understand. And guess what? This is what they're afraid of. They're afraid that the masses are going to figure out that it's a small portion of the people that are trying to control them. And how are they doing that? Through propaganda outlets like the mainstream media, including Fox News. Hey, friends, to suggest that Fox News isn't a part of the problem and that's the best that you've got, maybe that's why you have a left. That is the fruit of who you are and what you have become. Today's conservatives are yesterday's liberals, no doubt about it. And it's getting watered down over and over as the days, weeks, months, and years go by. But foreign countries are no longer allowing. They're demanding an end to the state media's propaganda and their outlets, friends. And it's time that you do this and hold them accountable, because the only ones being protested or censored or suppressed today in America, friends, are those that are telling you the truth about those that mean to control you, about those that mean to continuously enslave you, and not just you, but your kids as well. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I want to thank Bradley and the Sons of Liberty for all they're doing to wake people up and to get our nation back to the constitutional republic that it was set up to be. Thanks, Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
For those of you who have taken the opportunity in proving the God of Israel, we salute you. On October 5th, 2024, at 6 p.m., Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty will be in Portage, Indiana at the Oakwood Grand Hall. On October 17th, at 6:30 p.m., we will be in Brownton, Minnesota at the Lake Marion Ballroom. On October 19th, at 6 p.m., we will be at Jack's House Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota. The time to bring about change is now. Book us today for a date in your community at 1-866-233-0747.
Son of Liberty, Mr. Samuel Adams said, "It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men." Well then, for 25 years now, we as a ministry team have been doing just that and bearing fruit to the glory of Christ. From tea parties to high schools, from colleges to churches, prisons, and more. Friends, it has been correctly stated that a salvation without service is no salvation at all. How true that is. If we have found on a personal level salvation in Christ, this then will lead us back to a national salvation when we work together through a reformation back to his old paths and working out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Now is the time to work together in bringing us into your communities and setting these brush fires in the minds of men and women nationwide. So book us today. Give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. I've known Bradley Dean for the better part of two decades, and in all that time, I've been a witness to his consistent passion for Jesus Christ, America, its young people, and the veterans who fought to keep us free. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. That's who we are, what it is that we have been doing over the last 25 years. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Again, if you want to call in, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. You guys all may remember this video. It's about climate change and how they're... this is 9 years ago. Here, I'll just let it play out here.
9 years.
Listen
and now
this.
We're learning that scientists and researchers are looking at how to change the weather on purpose. That's right. Lasers now could one day manipulate rain and lightning. See, I mean, lasers? Really? To change the weather?
That's right. Well, as Mark Twain once famously said, everyone complains about the weather, but no one ever does anything about it. Well, instead of doing a...
Everyone complains, but no one does anything about it.
Okay, well, you guys seen that, right? So they're telling on themselves again. They're not hiding anything. What I want to do is I want to bring you over to Santa Barbara, California. And last week I had a video. I was in Indiana. I had a video and it was on something called cloud seeding. And I thought, well, where did that video go? That one just kind of disappeared. I wanted to share that with the people, but I found it. Here it comes.
Of the rain we saw last night had some help from the Santa Barbara County cloud seeding program. Using a plane and ground machines on specific mountain sites, silver iodide is released into storm clouds to increase rain. It's only used when there's no potential for flooding, and it's specifically used over water reservoirs, not highly populated areas.
And that's the tributary area to the Kachuma, Gibraltar, Juncal reservoirs. Twitchell Reservoir has a lot of capacity. We'd love to fill up Twitchell for the Santa Maria Valley. And then the Santa Maria River watershed up in the Sisquoc area is also a target area. That's where a lot of our groundwater recharge comes for the Santa Maria Valley. All backcountry.
Cloud seeding has been effectively used in Santa Barbara County since the 1950s. It can help to fill our lakes and dams faster, especially like now when we need to build up supplies, again, after more than 4 years of drought.
Isn't that interesting? After 4 years of drought, I'm in the state of Minnesota. They're chemtrailing like mad again, friends. Hasn't rained here in a month. All summer, it was raining, it was raining, it was raining, and then all of a sudden, it stopped. We haven't had rain in a month. No rain. Who's creating the drought? Read Deuteronomy 28:24, friends. Who's behind all this? Concerning the reports that you just heard, how many times have I said, Americans, they're trying to create a world without God? They want to play God. Well, this revelation that's given to these people to do so, to manipulate weather patterns, you need to understand that the Lord gave that revelation for the very purpose of judging the wickedness and evil of men. I don't know what people don't see when it comes to the Word of God. It's right in front of your face. So now knowing that, maybe what's going on in that of North Carolina now makes more sense. And I'd also add, too, if you don't mind, friends, if you heard the first report, she had said that they're able to use lasers. Isn't that what happened in Maui? Isn't that what they denied? Yet it was on film. Again, friends, the people sitting there playing in the balance, playing stupid, along with those that continuously drive the propaganda narrative, Micah 6:16, trying to figure out the truth of the matter. Yet 9 years ago, they told you exactly what it was. They're energy weapons is what they are. Haven't you ever seen the pictures in California? Haven't you seen the pictures where houses were completely disintegrated and everything around it was totally fine, but it was just the house that was removed? Hey, folks, this is all by design. I think people are starting to now figure out what, in fact, is going on concerning how the weather is being manipulated. But let's go back to Helen, to what's going on in North Carolina, and let's put those two together so you can understand what is, in fact, happening in North Carolina.
Not there anywhere? What are you seeing from FEMA in the federal response, if any?
I mean, they're present. They're in the way. They are directly interrupting our ability to conduct missions and operations.
Huh.
And I'm not going to disparage anybody because we are trying to work within partner relationships, both government and non-government entities within state and federal and county. I went to put a couple of people into a hotel last night, and they have a security guard at the hotel. And I said, oh, we're so sorry. The entire hotel has been booked for federal employees. And I was like, no, I have people that were just pulled out of a mountain that are living out in the hills, and there's not a place for me to put them because we have federal employees that are staying in the hotel. I slept in this white car last night. I smell like foot and death right now, as does every single person on our team. Not a single one of us slept. We got done maybe at 3 o'clock. The moment the sun was up and we could fly helicopters again, we were back in the air, and we have not stopped. And I was like on the fence about trying to get on this program or not. I want people to understand how incredible this organization is, Save Our Allies, and all the work.
Okay, so there you have it, friends. That's what's going on in North Carolina. And remember, the natural resources that are on that particular part of land in the United States, namely in North Carolina. So you, again, can understand. I want to say this, and I want you to hear this carefully. One of the reasons I keep this in front of the people is because they're going to do it again. There's like a 10-year window. They create crisis after crisis after crisis. Then they'll pull the same crisis in that they used before, because that generation, in many cases, has forgotten, and they have forgotten who is responsible for the crisis that was created. That's why we call the last 3.5-4 years the pandemic. It was planned. It was all pre-planned. We know it was pre-planned. Hundreds of thousands of doctors across the world told you it was all pre-planned. Those are the guys that were censored, just like me, for telling you the truth, right? But I want to go back, and I want you to remember this concerning the pandemic, concerning vaccinations. It's amazing to me how Bill and Melinda Gates, somehow or another, their money entitled them to take on a degree without actually going to school to earn it for themselves. They become representatives, but they were unelected. And somehow or another, they were given the airwaves to go ahead and drive their narrative, not knowing, most people didn't, that they were the ones that were deriving and extracting what? Gains from what they were selling under the guise of the pandemic. I want you to see this, because in Japan, I didn't report this, but I am reporting on it. The People's Voice reported it. Japan warns Bill Gates his days are numbered after abortion drugs found in vaccinations. Just so you know, it's not created stuff, folks. This is all factual information. Well, some might say, you know what? That's why Melinda ended up divorcing Bill. because she's not as bad as Bill. Now, remember Bill Gates, he got his he's a madman. He really is a madman. And he's been given a free hand to do what he wants to do to a people worldwide. And again, I'm amazed the man's still walking around. But he is a madman. He is a devil incarnate. John 8:44, who follows in line with his father, the devil, who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. John 10:10. And there's no truth in the man. Well, his wife is falling into the same category. And going back to Bill Gates, so you can understand Melinda Gates, how the two tales were tied together concerning hell itself. It's interesting that he created his dangerous ideologies from his daddy. Bill Gates' daddy was on the board of Planned Parenthood. You guys all do understand that God hates hands that shed innocent blood, Proverbs 6:17, right? You all do understand the Lord said, thou shalt not murder, right? Right? And I'm talking about Exodus 20:13. You all do understand how we're all fearfully and wonderfully created by the Lord, right? And the way that the devil comes after us because he can't get at God is he goes after his creation. And he's convinced 337 million people in this country that somehow or another, women have a right to murder the fruit of their own womb. Boy, that's insanity, isn't it? Due to the fact that just 40 years prior to 1973, there was a worldwide outcry concerning the crimes that were committed against babies in and out of the womb under Adolf Hitler's Nazi regime. Isn't that how quick people forget their own history? I want to play a video for you. This is Melinda Gates. This guy has thrown her softballs, agreeing with everything she has to say. But now you can understand Melinda Gates just like you can the madman that she married.
That a lady told you that she had had 8 children and 4 of them had died in childbirth or shortly thereafter. But if all of them had survived, she'd have 8 children. And what the developing world does not need is more children.
And what the developing world does not need is more children. Who, I ask, are these devils to decide that? Didn't the Lord say that we are to replenish the earth? Isn't that true? Yes, over and over and over again. But we listen to these people. These are the ones that have the airwaves. And listen to how they stand against the Lord and his creation itself.
This is the biggest aha to Bill and me when we got into this work. Because we asked ourselves, of course, the same hard-nosed question you'd ask, which is, if you get into this work and you start to save these children, will women just keep overpopulating the world? And thank goodness the converse is absolutely true. So they don't do that because women say to themselves, they want 2 children to survive into adulthood. If she knows that 2 will survive into adulthood, she will naturally bring down her population. And so as soon as she starts to see that getting them vaccinated or keeping them alive during the birth.
She talks about vaccination and depopulating the world. Just like her devil husband did. We'll be right back.
So
Sons of Liberty
Media.com. But you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think. And the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary regenerative plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, PetRegen.com, or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day. And we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Son of Liberty, Mr. Samuel Adams said, "It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men." Well then, for 25 years now, we as a ministry team have been doing just that and bearing fruit to the glory of Christ. From tea parties to high schools, from colleges to churches, prisons, and more. Friends, it has been correctly stated that a salvation without service is no salvation at all. How true that is. If we have found on a personal level salvation in Christ, this then will lead us back to a national salvation when we work together through a reformation back to his old paths in working out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Now is the time to work together in bringing us into your communities and setting these brush fires in the minds of men and women nationwide. So book us today. Give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. People like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. We're going to be at Lake Marion Ballroom, Brownton, Minnesota, October 17th at 6:30 p.m. And then the following week, I believe, Jack's House Bowl, 300 Highway 25 South, Brainerd, Minnesota. That will be October 19th, 2024. Just wanted to make you all aware of as to what is up and coming, friends, because it is up and coming, and we are going to occupy until he comes, and it's exactly what we're doing. We got Kelly calling from North Carolina. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Kelly. What have you to say about North Carolina? I am curious.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, fantastic. Well, you were talking about rain and things like that. Well, North Carolina, we did get obviously hit with that storm. I'm in Brevard, Henderson area. And I wanted to lift up, there is a church. It is Anchor First Baptist out of Pisgah Forest. And they have been serving the community with food boxes and clothing and just meeting all sorts of needs. So if there's anybody out there that would like to help out, I mean, as things go along, and it's probably going to be a while before we get this cleaned up.
How far are you away from the actual dry. How far are you away from the devastation, Kelly?
I'm a good bit away. I mean, there were definitely some homes in lower lands in Hendersonville that flood, but they flood all the time. That river up in Asheville that's down by the Biltmore, that thing floods every couple of years, but not to obviously that extent.
Right, right. What are your thoughts?
I will tell you something funny.
Okay, go ahead.
It's kind of curious. Asheville is telling people that they cannot come back into certain areas.
Yep.
And I heard that they're tearing up all the infrastructure and putting in all new water piping.
Interesting.
Now, it's kind of funny that, you know, that was on the docket, and now they have the ability to do it.
Yep, and so what they did is this flood actually moved the people out of the way to do that. Is that right?
I mean, you would kind of think that that is kind of what appears to be. You know, it's kind of a burning of the Rome.
Exactly. Okay. You know? Yep. They were the ones setting the fire.
The best way to build back better is get rid of what's there.
That's exactly right. That is exactly. You know, it reminded me of none other than the death angel. Angel of death, they called him. And I'm thinking of Mengele. Some people call him Mengele. It's Mengele, whatever the case might be, depending upon what country you're from. But they called him the angel of death.
Let me finish.
The more that we do to you, the less that you believe it's us doing to you. And that is a sign of perfect judgment.
True. You think it's just unbelievable.
Yep, you get the last word.
The other thing I want to lift up is our youth. They are being so attacked. And this is spiritual. And the cutting, it's been like two or three generations now that have been fallen victim to this cutting. And now from what I heard is they're saying that long COVID, a side effect to that is mental psychological break. And as twisted as it sounds, I heard that there was some EMTs that have been showing up for emergencies in people's homes, and their teenagers are sewing their mouths shut and sewing their eyes shut. The devil is the one who doesn't want truth to be spoken.
Right.
He would like us to be blind and dumb.
Yep, I totally get it. Thank you very much for the phone call, 281-845-4704. I want to move on to the topic, friends, because there's a lot of similarities going on here. You know, it's interesting when you look back, and Kelly just brought up Rome. It's interesting, Rome burnt by the very people that were setting it ablaze. And most people don't realize the people that were setting ablaze were the ones that were profiting from the fires. And again, it's nothing new under the sun. I mean, Adolf Hitler had his brown shirts. The America as we know it is now equating 74%. A poll was taken as to equate the FBI to the Gestapo. No joke. That's not my stat. I totally believe it because that's exactly how they're acting. And we already understand that the CIA was equated to the American version of the Gestapo back in 47 by none other than President Harry Truman. How much worse today do you think, folks, in 2024, do you think things have gotten since then? And you give those people enough time. Matter of fact, case in point, speaking of the Nazis, and that's what I'm kind of making parallel to right now, but Operation Paperclip, they said the demise of America began to quickly take its course when our government brought in over 1,800 war criminals under what they called Operation War Paperclip back in the 1940s. Your government took the worst of the criminals, those that were guilty of killing their own people and creating wars. The list goes on. Your government took 1,800 of them and brought them into America. This is common knowledge. Hey, folks, ask if you don't believe the things that we're telling you, go ahead and just ask the devil himself. Jimmy Wales from Wikipedia, it's on there. The devil's even telling you the truth. It's amazing how that works, isn't it? Is it by design? Absolutely, friends. They mean that we're in control now, so it doesn't matter if they know who we are or not. But here's the truth of the matter. The Lord has always brought everything to the light, and if people don't want to see it for what it is and deal with it, again, this is what's going to happen. Read Luke 12:2 when you get a moment. Rome versus America. Edmund Burke said, "In history, a great volume is unrolled for our instruction." So what is history? When you go to the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C., have been there several times, folks, one of my favorite places to go. When you go to the Library of Congress, what you're going to see is you're going to see a statue erected, one of them, and you're going to see right under it inscribed into stone where it says, "Study the past." What is it that the American people have not done? They have not studied the past. I'm talking about the majority of them, hands down, because if they did, they wouldn't tolerate what's going on today, because they would understand that, as a guy just posted yesterday, I hate to say it, he said, but I believe that our government is out to get us. Uh-oh, do you think? Whoa. How many years did it take you to figure that one out, guy? Guy's 50 years old and he's just figuring it out now? See what happens, friends? These judgments that the Lord is bringing are designed to get our attention so that we might return unto him. And if we fail to do so, this is what's going to happen. The judgments are going to increase. Leviticus 26, starting 15 to the end of the chapter, which is 46. But go back to Edmund Burke again. In history, a great volume is unrolled for our instruction. Our instruction, right? To learn from the history, good, bad, indifferent, whatever the case might be. Let's say it's bad history. Well, we want to learn. We want to be instructed concerning that bad history. So, says a smart guy, a guy with a little common sense, I don't want history to repeat itself. Therefore, I'm going to learn from that history. That's instruction, right? Edmund Burke goes on, drawing the materials of future wisdom from the past errors and infirmities of mankind. Now, how obvious, to me anyways, how obvious as to how easily life may be lived out if men were only to take heed to the Word of God, which we all know addresses every issue known to mankind. What issue does the Bible not address? Our Creator has left us an instruction manual for life concerning every facet of our life. Even some issues, friends, that most people will say, well, who cares about that? The Lord saw fit to take the time to write it. Therefore, we should see fit to take time to take heed to it because nobody knows better than our Creator concerning his creation. And that would be me and you. The Word of God teaches the avoidance of evil. Did you hear me? It teaches the avoidance of evil through its instruction, reproof, and correction. And it also teaches us what road we are to stay in on this process called life, right? Matthew 7:13, 2 Timothy 3:16. Yet, how does man respond? Man responds by refusing. And by refusing, in the end, man eats the fruit of his own ways. Proverbs 1:31. Here, I love to say this when people begin to try to debate, which is very far and few between. It's amazing how people will pretty much leave you alone when you know what you're talking about concerning the Word of God or the Constitution. But if you're ignorant and you're fearful, guess what? The enemy preys on those people. It reminds me of a dog. When a dog is around you and he sees or he senses any fear, and the only reason you're afraid of that dog is because you may not have the means to actually dominate that dog, right? Well, that's in parallel or metaphorically speaking, take that dog as those groups out there that mean to destroy who we are. When you know the Word and you know the Constitution, they're afraid of you. And it's just like when you're with the dog and you stand up to the dog and you set the record straight that you're not going to be harassed by him, you're not going to be intimidated by him, but you stand up to him and you become the aggressor. All of a sudden the dog runs rather than you being fearful and succumbing to the dog in his attacks, right? Yeah. That's why it's important that we know the Word of God, the Constitution. How many times I have told people that try to debate the Word of God, there's no argument against the Bible, but an unholy lifestyle. Okay, they're already self-condemned. In many cases, they're reprobate. That means they're left to their sin. They did it. The Lord didn't. But Proverbs 13:13 tells us, whoso, listen carefully, this applies to all of us. Whoso despiseth the Word shall be destroyed. I want to say this because I feel like here's a Holy Ghost answer back. I don't know why, when I have contact with people, that they feel within themselves that they have permission to act like the devil that they serve. I don't want it around me, and I'm not going to tolerate it, period. I don't want it around me. And what you're doing, when you disrespect the things of the Lord and you're not taking heed to the Word of God, I have zero time for you. You're on your own. I'm going to preach to you, and I'm going to leave the law right there on top of your head until the Holy Ghost picks it up and convicts you of your sin to bring about godly repentance. And if I don't see that repentance, you're on your own because that I've done my duty. Your blood is off my hands. Now, I'm saying that for the reason that Proverbs 13:13 tells us, whosoever despiseth the Word shall be destroyed. Is that what's happening to America? Yep. Is that what happened, in fact, in the past to Rome? Yep. Whoso despiseth the Word shall be destroyed, but he that, here's the promise, but he that feareth the commandment shall be rewarded. We're going to come right back to this in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Troy Newman, president of Operation Rescue, and you're listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio, your daily inoculation against Satan's lies and the twisted logic of the left. Listen at your own risk. You may just become a patriot.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Doug Hagman here, host of the Hagman Report, author, career investigator of 3 decades. I once wondered if there was anyone out there who could guide our current and future generations to a value of the nation past and the reverence to God and then our Judeo-Christian values. Well, I found that man. His name is Bradley Dean. He's the host of the nationally syndicated radio broadcast show, The Sons of Liberty, and he's a dynamic speaker. Folks, help us restore our greatness. Listen to Bradley Dean, The Sons of Liberty. Book him for your next conference, assembly, or other event. Do it today.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life, books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today.
For those of you who have taken the opportunity in proving the God of Israel, we salute you. On October 5th, 2024 at 6 p.m., Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty will be in Portage, Indiana at the Oakwood Grand Hall. On October 17th at 6:30 p.m., we will be in Brownton, Minnesota at the Lake Marion Ballroom. On October 19th at 6 p.m., we will be at Jack's House Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota. The time to bring about change is now. Book us today for a date in your community at 1-866-233-0747.
Don't be appending your videos to the social media live chat. You've been told that several times. This is pertinent information, and we are sent to do what we're doing. So if you want to pull someone to a different website, that's going to be deleted. So I'm just giving you a heads up right now. If you want to call in, please do. 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. I was just highlighting the fact in making comparison to Rome then to America today, whoso despiseth the word shall be destroyed. That's what they did. They despised the word. But the promise is, but the Lord and those that fear the Lord and his commandment, the Bible says they shall be rewarded. Absolutely. And I'm not doing it for the reward. I'm doing it because I'm grateful for what the Father did through the Son. Listen to what Noah Webster said, and tell me if it doesn't coincide perfectly to the Word of God. He said, all the miseries and evils which men suffer from, vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war, proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. Is that the road America's on today? Yep. Yep, they have. They call themselves Christians, but what they've done is they say they fear the Lord, but they created their own gods. And yet, the second commandment says, thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image. In other words, you can't make a god that doesn't mind you lying, stealing, cheating, so on and so forth, and expect to go into heaven. That God does not exist. You have to understand that, right? He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. 1 John 2:6. What does it talk about those that abide in Christ? He that saith he abideth in him, it says he sinneth not. Why? Because he understands that Jesus died on the cross as the propitiation to deliver his people from their sin through the washing of the blood of Jesus Christ. Hebrews 9:22. Okay? And the list goes on. Ephesians 1:7. Again, the list goes on and on and on. So America is on the same road that Rome was before it was destroyed. Or after it was destroyed, we can look back at America once it's completely done, just like Jeremiah when he warned the people for 70 years and nobody wanted to listen to him until the book of Lamentations was written. If you've not taken the time to read the book of Lamentations, do yourself. It's just like four chapters. And when you're done reading that, tell me that you want to partake with the fruit of the disobedient, because that is something I don't want to see. Neither do the bad guys. But that's where we're headed. And I'm saying this, friends, that Rome was destroyed for the very things that America is doing today. They're daring the justice of God. They're daring the justice of God. I'm going to go ahead and take this call. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have Bradley. What say you, my friend?
Paul, I want to relate to his Proverbs 13:13 and the ignorance of our history today. In regard to question I asked the whole audience of a Republican club about the first sentence of U.S. law and the first principle of the Republican Party, and nobody knew what they were and how they are more important, in fact, than the Constitution.
Yep. Yep, and here we are, right, Bob?
Oh, is that you, Bradley?
This is Bradley.
Oh, I thought you were that guy that answers the phone in Houston.
He's supposed to.
Hallelujah and praise the Lord.
Amen.
I feel like I'm the only one out here that knows what I'm talking about. You know, it's the laws of nature and the laws of nature's God, creation in the Bible, and no human laws should be suffered to contradict these. So you don't even need to know the Constitution. You just know that you got to follow everything that doesn't, you know, you follow nothing that doesn't abide by creation in the Bible.
Yeah.
And nobody, I was going to give $50 to anybody that was could answer that, and nobody could. But anyway, thanks for letting me blow up.
You're welcome, my friend. I totally appreciate you. I totally appreciate you. Let's get back over to this Rome versus America. We have one more segment here, friends. I'm sorry, this is the final segment. Do forgive me. And I want you guys to catch on to the parallel and the comparisons and the similarities of Rome versus America, because America is on that same road right now. I was just highlighting Noah Webster when he warned all the miseries and evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. Who's doing it? The people that are being judged, what are they doing? They're despising the precepts contained in the Bible. Doesn't that show you you're going to reap what you sow? Absolutely, and America's reaping what it sowed. So there it is. Men suffer from their despising the precepts contained in the Bible. Again, Rome is a prime example of just this lesson that I lay to your honesty. So examine yourself. What happened to Rome to take it down? Over half of the people were living on the dole, government assistance. A huge number of Americans are now on government assistance. Read Cloward Piven, by the way. Okay, it's the same system that's put into place to break us down. Okay, in other words, over half of Rome was on welfare. Did you know that welfare is unconstitutional, friends? Furthermore, it says in 2 Thessalonians 3:10, if you don't work, you shall not eat. And in 1 Timothy 5:8, that if you don't work, you're worse than an infidel. If you don't provide for your own, that means an unbeliever. And when you think of welfare, understand it's stealing from those who work to give to those who do not work. Rome was all about it. It's not for the government to steal your money, people who work. Rome began an open border policy with the Germanic tribes. Then they began pouring in and taking over the land and jobs that were available. It's what's happening in Minnesota. It's what's happening across the country. If you didn't see this, you need to go ahead and take a peek at it, because over 6,000, go ahead, take a look. These are people right now that are being led into America on the southern border. Over 6,000 individuals on the southern border. They're being allured into America. This is brand new information. They're being allured into America as we speak. They're being driven by the National Guard as an escort concerning over 6,000 illegals to the U.S. border, even as we speak right now. Just wanted to make clear you all understood history is repeating itself because, again, what we're highlighting is Rome versus America. America is the country that will learn from the history from which it failed to learn. That's where we're at. It's a law unto itself. And it's, again, where America is today. So what they did back in Rome is they opened up the borders with the Germanic tribes. They then began pouring in and taking over the land and the jobs that were available, eventually bankrupting the Roman financial system. Read Deuteronomy 28:43. Rome then built colosseums to distract the people. See, they didn't want you to see what they were doing, the bad guys. In all the sports anyways are rigged, as you well know. It's deemed entertainment. It's not actually being played out, friends. It's all scripted, just like politics. In Rome, they didn't want the people to see what was going on, so they built bigger and bigger and bigger arenas and coliseums. Put that up against Jeremiah 12:13. The Lord said, you've created gods in every city across the country. The Lord said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Okay? They began to spread immorality in Rome. See, again, if they can demoralize you, they can control you, including the widespread acceptance of sodomy, homosexuality, advocating what the Lord clearly condemns, Leviticus 18:22. Rome also promoted the acceptance of all gods, just like you're seeing here, with the exception of Christianity. That one's not tolerated. What does this promote? It promotes civil disobedience, domestic insurrection, and in the end, war within the gates. Read Judges 5:8. Outside of the evil forces, the foreign and treasonous within that have played the Judas goats on you, your said representatives, Luke 22:48, the evil forces drive for this so the people are then easily overthrown by creating a political system to divide and conquer. Republicans and Democrats doesn't constitutionally exist. Read Article 4, Section 4. So the people do this to themselves when the commandments and judgments and statutes of the Lord are rejected, 28:63 of Deuteronomy, and here we are. So America's on the same course as the Roman Empire was before its self-inflicted destruction. They can blame nobody for what it is that they've tolerated. And this is just the tip of the iceberg of what is being tolerated by over 337 million people in this country, which only exhibits the power and the majesty of the Lord that will not tolerate the sins that Americans do. When will the people learn? Only you can answer that question, folks. I cannot. Only you can answer that question. P.S. I have you for 2 hours tomorrow from 2 to 4 Central. I'm sorry, 1 to 3 Central Standard Time. 1 to 3 on Saturday. We'll see you then. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. And again, we'll talk to you at 1 o'clock tomorrow. Got you for 2 hours. See ya. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sons of